You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tam.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
All right. So in 2008, I mean, that was a historic time when the market was absolutely crashing. It was toward the end of President Bush's term. And I mean, I just remember, like, I was glued to the TV every day. It was a little bit scary just watching what was going on with our economy. And they passed the Emergency Economic Stabilization Act, okay, in October 2008. So better known as TARP, which was Toxic Asset Relief Program, where they designated $700 billion to bailing out all kinds of different organizations. So they had to bail out Fannie Mae, had to bail out Freddie Mac, they had to bail out the auto industry, they had to bail out tons of financial institutions.
Right.
And it was definitely a rod of, definitely a major conflict in our country about whether we should have bailed any of these organizations out or mm-hmm. just let them fail.
Yeah, I mean, I viewed it as like the Titanic, and that everybody on the Titanic had these little bitty buckets, little kid sand buckets, trying to bail out the Titanic, and that it's going down no matter how many little buckets I have. It's seriously what my first opinion was, and definitely was not in the understanding of what the big picture could be. You know, I was really just, I guess I was raised with, you make the mess, you clean it up.
Okay, so here are my thoughts on this. Is I've done a bunch of hard money lending,
right?
Okay, meaning that I've had, when people are struggling, do I invest money with them personally or into their business?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I've done this with personal money, not with money from, you know, in the mortgage business, don't really do hard money lending. This was more with personal money, and the question I'd always have to ask, when I have somebody that's in a bad situation, mm-hmm. they're failing for one reason or another, and they need this injection of cash. So the question is, will this money get them over the hump to see greener pastures, or am I chasing good money after bad? Am I trying to put this fire out with gasoline?
Mm-hmm.
And that was a real question to me when the government decided to bail out all these organizations. Mm-hmm. Is this truly going to save it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, should it be saved? Or is it just throwing away taxpayer money?
Right.
And how did it turn out? So
right.
I want to go over the bailout scorecard
mm-hmm.
to give people the real results, because I don't think most people really look this up or know how has this turned out. How much does it actually cost taxpayers?
Right.
Okay. Do you think that the general opinion would be that it actually cost taxpayers a lot of money?
Yeah, I would think that it would have cost us something.
Okay. So here is the real results of this. Okay. As of now, okay, out of the money that got put out, now the government has turned a profit of $64.5 billion profit from the bailouts in 2008.
So, but then my question goes, where did the profit go to?
Right. So the profit has gone to the Treasury Department and has basically gotten invested right back into the government, which they can use for deficit spending or whatever the heck they want to use it for. Okay. But, you know, so let's look at some of these things individually on where is this profit coming from. Okay, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were some of the major bailouts that had to happen. Okay, so, and how are they paying that back? So that, like, fourth quarter results, for instance, Freddie Mac sent $1.7 billion in profit to the Treasury. Fannie Mae sent $2.9 billion to the Treasury in fourth quarter profits. So significant amount of profit just in the fourth quarter from those two organizations alone. When we look at the amount of money it took to bail them out, okay, Fannie and Freddie was $187 billion that it took to bail them out. Okay, they have now paid back enough where that is way into the profit. You know, they're way in the black now. So that's great for them. And should they have bailed out Fannie and Freddie? Well, I think they had to in those cases, because Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, all the owners of those bonds, okay, what backs our entire housing market was Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and the government seal on those, that those are government backed securities.
Right.
Okay. So that's what gives us such low interest rates, is that they know that the government will always stand behind them. And it's interesting because you'll hear lots of people talk about how, you know, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac didn't used to be there. They used to be quasi governmental agencies. Now they're actually owned by the government.
Right.
And there was a lot of movement in Congress a few years ago to privatize them again and get them out of the government. I don't think you're going to hear a lot about that anymore for a while because it's such a cash cow for the government right now.
I was just getting ready to use that term because that's what it sounds like to me. And why not? I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, as long as they're turning this much cash, I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of you know people that are complaining about it. Also, I'm going to put the results of this bailout scorecard on our website. I'll put a link on there to the site where I got all the information. Visit smartwithyourmoney.com. So here's where it's interesting because some of the major money that went out were for the automakers. Okay, mm-hmm. So the big three automakers. Ford really didn't want the money. Okay, but General Motors and Chrysler took a lot of money, and they actually are still in the negative. Okay, so General Motors and Chrysler are two of the only negatives out there that have not repaid all their TARP money. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of interesting. And should they have bailed out the automakers? At the time, they were actually the ones where I was a little bit critical, saying they should not have bailed out the automakers. Now I actually am in favor of it, even though they haven't paid back all the money, because that's been a major driver for jobs in our country. When we look at the percentage of our economy that comes from that,
right?
It would have been a major whammy effect. Like if all those automakers would have gone under, and now we're not making any cars in the U.S., all those workers have to get absorbed in the economy somewhere else. It would have taken, we still wouldn't have done it up to this point.
Right. I mean, the government viewed that as a major backbone to our country. And so I get the why. I didn't agree with it in the moment, but I get the why now.
All right. So to check out the bailout scorecard, mm-hmm. visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and look at this. Let us know your opinions. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, just a reminder for you that next Sunday at 4 p.m., you don't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut, as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling advice to the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.